Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Vaginas are absolute magic, and Ollie is here to give them the respect they deserve. That means shame-free supplements made with clinically studied ingredients to keep your pH in check and your pleasure a priority. Put yourself on top. Go to Ollie.com today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Hello, everybody. Booker, this is not the time or the place. Oh my God, did you? She just started eating herself out. Oh my God, this is about as unhinged as we can start as our, for our return. Anyways, hey, everybody, welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that we have gotten really comfortable just taking time off of. Not really. Jake had a family emergency, which is why he's not with us why he's not on the podcast with us. It just made it sound like Jake died.
He's still with us.
Yeah, no, Jake is very much present on Earth. He's booger. Chill. Now, before we get into the episode, be sure to rate and review Unhinged with Chris Clemens and also subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts. And we also upload the video versions on youtube.com/Chris every Thursday. So if you're more into video podcasts, we've got that. We are still remote right now. I'm on the East Coast and Justin and Sam are on the West Coast. And that's sort of one of the reasons that we've been inconsistent with uploading is that I adamantly hate doing it like this. I fucking hate doing it like this. I like us all being in the same room. I love a good 4K quality. This webcam is not cutting it. But it's been, 2 weeks since? 3 weeks? A month? When's the last time we recorded?
I think it's been, 2 weeks. Something like that.
Oh, okay.
Feels like a bad long-distance relationship. We're just, checking in with each other.
I was just about to say, is this, the call where we break up? And,
Look, obviously things aren't working out like we thought.
Yeah. No, I'll get into, an update about what's going on with the podcast. This isn't going to be, probably a super long episode, but we wanted to keep the ball rolling. People think it's ended, and I'm like, guys, it's not. But how have you guys been? What the fuck is up? I've been so bad with communicating with people lately. I'm in one of those phases where I'm just in my own world, taking care of me. And then I'm go to bed. What's new?
I think I've been kind of in a hermit mode.
Yeah. What, what's in the air?
I don't know. Heat.
It's hot. So you can't go anywhere unless you're going to a pool.
Which... there's no guitar-shaped pool to go to now.
Yeah. I know.
Well, technically, it's just a fence hop away.
That's true. And if landlord, if you're hearing this, no, the fuck you're not.
Do you know if someone's still there?
Yes, there is new tenants, and she keeps asking me if I can help set up the ring because I left my ring cameras there.
Oh, is it connected? It's connected to you, your account?
Yeah, but I removed, the second I pulled out of the driveway, I was no longer responsible. And I removed them from my account, the two security cameras I installed. And now And I was like, you can keep them, like, because I know I Googled before I, like, did this. I wasn't just like, here's my shit, like, your problem now. Like, I did a lot of other stuff. But I Googled and made sure that they could add it to their own phone. So I was like, okay, perfect. I'll leave them for you. Honestly, I don't think they will ever unscrew from that house. So whoopsies. But she keeps asking me if I can help the person who now lives there. I'm like, you're talking to the most technologically unsavvy person you could even, like, the fact that I have this setup with a microphone, a camera, and a light is insane to me. So yeah, it technically is a pool hop away. You just have to deal with the fact that there are new people there. So how is it still like 100 degrees there?
Yeah.
I don't even want to. Well, yeah, we just turned off the air and the fan, so we didn't have background noise. So
truly braver than any type of military.
We'll see if Justin and I survive.
By the end of it.
You guys are just like literally having heat stroke.
Water.
This podcast is just last man standing. Like, it's just the three of us at this point. Besides the heat, what else is new?
I took Justina to San Francisco. For the first, she'd never been.
I saw your Instagram stories and it was so cute.
Yeah, it was fun. I hadn't been back in a while.
When's the last time you were back?
Maybe like a year ago, or like it was, I went once during like sort of like heavy COVID times.
Yeah. You like drove?
Yeah, I drove. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, it was interesting. Like I have a couple of good friends out there and that's nice, but the city is like different because I was like showing her, I was like trying to fill in the blanks for her as far as like my experience there and stuff. I was like showing
you're
her.
Trying to explain why you're the way you are.
That's fucked up. Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, not at all. But I was going to ask you a question because it was funny. Like I lived there. I grew up in Los Angeles. I lived in San Francisco for like 7 or 8 years and then going back. So like in a similar way that you're like moving back to Delaware, I like felt like disillusioned in a way. Like I went back and it just wasn't the same thing, but there were still people. There's like remnants of like what I remembered and what I loved about the city, but maybe it's like I grew up or like the people I knew like kind of grew, you know, aged or whatever. And like the city changed and stuff. And like,
did they age well or no?
Oh, they're fucking beautiful.
I was giving you an out to shit on them.
No,
but I kind of see what you mean. Like being in Delaware is.
Yeah. How do you feel being back?
Like it's more so New York. Cause I've been spending a lot of time in New York just with street videos and stuff. But I also have to remember to like keep talking into the microphone. I'm like, la la la, what's going on outside the window? It's not so, I mean, I remember when I moved to LA and I went back to New York and I was like, oh my God, everything's different. Like I don't, like all of my favorite places have closed and it's like switched over and all of that. But it's almost like I didn't, like the way I remembered things feels incorrect or like it feels different. Like there's something about being in Delaware that's, I mean, just a total mind fuck because I'm like, I cannot believe I'm living here a decade after leaving it. But that's for a whole other day.
Oh yeah, tell the audience where you are right now.
I'm in my like bedroom, my high school bedroom. I say high school bedroom, like I've lived in this house my whole life, but my brothers and I all shared a room. This was like our homework room. Like it was like a toddler's office, essentially. It's like we all had like
a study.
Yeah, a study.
A toddler study.
A toddler's study. Yeah, it's, I mean, like so fucking weird. But then when my older brother...
Wait, how long did you all share a room?
Until my brother went to high school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow is right. No, oh, wow is so, right, Sam. Don't take back anything.
But the room you're in now was, it just kind of turned into your room.
So yeah, like when my older brother went to high school, my parents were like, okay, you should probably have your own room. And then when he went to college, so we're 4 years apart in school. So like when he graduated college, I graduated high school. My little brother graduated middle school, all in the same summer. And so when my older brother went to high school, he got this room and our desks went in our bedroom, my little brother and I's bedroom. And then when I went to high school, I got this room and my little brother ended up getting his own room. for like middle school. Fuck him.
The only the only child in me is like, you mean you didn't get your own room and a TV and a fucking pony?
Yeah, no, I didn't. As the middle kid, I got hand-me-downs until my parents got a divorce, and then I think my mom felt bad. And so she was like, you can redo that room if you want. It used to be like blue and green, like there was like a chair rail and it was like blue and then green, and then one other wall would be like green and then blue. It was the most fucking chaotic. I wish I still had pictures of it. I'm sure I do on some kind of hard drive. But yeah, it's weird being back and just like, first of all, it's such a different phase of life. Like who I was when I lived here is so different than who I am now, just like in quite literally every regard. So it's just like weird going around and being like, oh, this place. And then you eat there and you're like, it's not as good as I thought it was. It's actually, in fact, bad. But New York is just, New York feels so fucking different. Like it's still the same, but I don't know. Like when I lived there, social media wasn't I mean, like it was kind of a thing. Like YouTube was just starting to like really be a thing. And now it's really wild. It just feels like social media gentrified. I don't know how to describe that, but like,
just like how it's like so intertwined.
Yeah, like it just, I don't even understand it. Like, I don't know how to describe it. It just feels so weird.
Weird how?
Like weird. I don't fucking know weird how. Like
he just doesn't know how to describe it. He just said.
Yeah, thank you, Sam.
Indescribable.
Anyways, more importantly, Sam, what's going on with you? How's the fam? How's the sisters?
Oh, it's good. It was just one of my sister's birthdays.
She was in town, right?
Happy birthday to Shanae.
Happy birthday,
no.
Shanae.
Shanae. Oh, wait. Who the fuck was in town?
I don't know.
So I saw someone like pouring shots.
Oh, on my Instagram? Hmm.
On one of yours. My memory is, that's another thing. Holy fuck.
That's both of our Instagrams.
Yeah.
It's got those. That's the only indistinguishable.
I guess I don't remember whose, but oh, I think it was Justin's.
Oh.
Because Sam, you were in the video. See, I don't know.
This is our long distance relationship is fractured. We're just looking at each other's stories.
Well, it sucked too because I was in LA for one day like 2 weeks ago. And I was like, oh, let's squeeze in a pot. And then I was like, there's no fucking way we can squeeze in a podcast right now. Also, where would we even do a pot? I always want to like turn these into meetings where I'm like, so if we're going to do it, like, where would we? Your family's got everything?
We've got places. Yeah. No, I think you might have seen that story. I've been going to like concerts and pools. It's just so hot here. I've just been swimming and going to shows.
I don't miss that heat at all. Like, I really fucking don't. Is it what? Still in like the hundreds? Oh my God, it's August. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I feel like 90s-ish.
Oh, and then going up to San Francisco was like such a... It was so fucked up because it's so nice. It's like 78 degrees.
Oh my God. It's like, yeah, it's like Mediterranean.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is so.
And Justina was just like, oh, I know why you complain all the time.
About the heat?
About here. Yeah. Because you can't even like we don't leave.
No, but do you feel like you're getting depressed about that? Like
not going outside? Definitely.
Yeah. Like I was just I just put up a video where I was like, I mean, like I didn't get out of bed to like 3 or 4 p.m. one day because I was so fucking depressed because it's like, not only do I feel like I'm living in a storage unit because like, I mean, if you were to look at my room, there's a probably like 7 square feet in total that you can stand in. Like, I feel like I'm living on an episode of Hoarders. Oh, wait, here. Like, I mean, this is what my life...
stuff, Chris.
It's just shit that I'm waiting to put in my house.
Oh.
It's so not right. Like, it is so... I mean, one of that is a suitcase.
Maybe you should hide it away. I feel like that's going to make you depressed. Hide it away in something.
Thank you, doctor, as I'm coming to you saying I'm depressed.
Well, I saw your story when you were like, hey, I felt... Well, I felt bad because I didn't want you to be depressed, but you also looked really good in that picture. So I was
I did. I was having a hot depressed girl day.
Your skin looked amazing. And I was like,
well, that's another thing. People are like, you're glowing since you moved. And I'm like, no, I'm actually just doing my skincare routine. And it's also sweat. It's just humidity. Like,
it's like when they spray like water on like to make like food photos look better.
Exactly. But no, I was talking about like me being in bed depressed and how like I get so wildly depressed in the summer because I hate the heat. Like, I don't want to go outside because I instantly sweat. I can't dress the way I want to dress. Like, I enjoy being outside. But when it's that brutal, I just don't want to. And then I get depressed because I'm like, oh my God, my life is so like stunted feeling. And so many people like were like, thank you. Why does no one talk about this? And I'm like, this is like my new crusade. I'm like, no one talks about it enough. Like, justice for winter. But it's so fucked up to me. I hate it.
I think like extreme weather conditions in general, like a lot of people are like, oh, we got snowed in, or a lot of people will talk about like seasonal depression in terms of like.
But snowed in is so different because snow melts away. Like when it's hot for like weeks at a time. Did I just go out of focus? Hello?
You did. But I thought that was just our connection.
Your honor? Whatever. If you're watching, you're seeing that I'm a little fuzzy. Guess what? It's not far from the truth. But yeah, I just, like, when you're snowed in, it melts away and it's, like, almost creates, like, this fun little, like, ooh, we gotta
bundle up.
Yeah, it's like being on Naked and Afraid.
Hot cocoa.
Exactly. Like, it's almost like a, and I obviously there's, like, a level of privilege to that because there's people who literally don't have a home in the snow, of course. And a lot of people have been, not a lot, it's, like, two comments that I saw have been, like, you don't know how fortunate you are to be able to renovate your house and also stay with your mom. Some people don't. I'm like, I fully am aware of all of this. Like, I don't want to give a disclaimer every time I fucking speak, but I feel like I have to. I'm really confused why this is out of focus. Like, I'm not going to lie. But yeah, like, I just have so much more trouble with summer. So for you guys to say it, I'm like, ugh, I don't know
why. Yeah, people don't really think about how sweltering, like, and how debilitating the heat can be.
Yeah, and like there's people who like love it, and I'm like, well, good for fucking you.
Yeah.
I am not one of those people. And it makes me feel very validated that you guys also feel that way because I respect you a lot. And I'm like, yeah, see, they get it too.
But it's also
because we turn the AC off so the audio.
Yeah, no. So yeah, but it's also a privilege. Like,
it's just so fucking hot here.
But to have AC also is its own I feel like in LA and in hotter areas they have, like, when heat waves come in, I'll see notices of, like, where there's, like, the cool-down areas.
Yeah.
For people to go to, and it's, like, to stay hydrated, and it's just awful. I feel like I turn into sort of, like, a vampire, too. Like, because you can only go out at night.
Yes.
And then your sleep schedule gets fucked, because we've been going out.
I was just about to say that.
You go out at, like, 6:30. As the sun's going down, your day begins.
Yes.
And then your whole sleep schedule gets completely turned around.
No, my God. I go to bed at, like, 1 a.m. minimum.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, asleep till, like, 10. But that's honestly, moving to the East Coast has been so lit because I can wake up at 10 and still nobody is bothering me. Like,
yeah, you're still way earlier than, yeah.
Living on the West Coast and having a lot of my life be on the East Coast was, like, the whole house process I talked about it was, like, I would get calls at 4 in the morning because my contractor would get to my house at 7 and be like, hey, so we need answers. And I'm like, what? But, yeah, I will actually get out here or get out there and we'll record in person.
Yeah, we made it sound so appealing. No. We're like, it's fucking hell on earth, dude. When are you going to come through?
And I'm like, when is it going to get below 80? You're like, never anymore.
Never again. Never again.
Isn't that depressing to think about that every summer from here on out is only just going to get hotter?
Yeah, every time. Aww. Well, it's just, yeah, it's like record heat every time.
And I'm like, yeah, it's almost like climate change is fucking real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just don't get at this point people who are not on board. I'm like,
it's becoming, like, undeniable.
It's becoming unlivable. I mean, yeah, like, yeah. Who wants to live like this? Because I don't. I don't fucking wanna.
Mars, okay. Baby.
Oh, my God. You guys know what I got another one of? I got another $115 parking ticket.
So in New York?
For what?
In New York for parking not in the right place.
Did you get street cleaning or?
No, like I was, so when I film street videos in New York, I like drive around and then park and then I get back in the car after I do some interviews. And well, I guess I was shopping during this one, whoopsies. But I checked the signs. Guys, nobody talks about this. New York parking is one, more expensive, and two, the signs are way harder to read than in LA. Like, I thought LA was like you had to like have a physics degree or like an algebra degree or something. A mathematics degree, that's the word I'm thinking of.
When there's like a sign and there's like four individual signs that all say different things, like with different arrows, and it's
I'm like go fuck yourself.
Oh, from 8 to 2, but then also from 2 to 6, it's yeah.
But also they have arrows, but the sign is like tilted on a 90 degree angle, and you're yeah. like, where does the arrows even a fucking apply? And is this even the right spot for the sign? Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, I hate it. It's so stupid. So anyways, yeah, I got another parking ticket. I think I've up to like almost $1,000 I've given to the city of New York.
Charity.
See, the world is asking us to stay inside.
I'm like, hey guys, this is actually my last video. Thanks so much. Does that mean we can title this podcast episode my last video?
No.
No, it's not going to be, okay?
No.
She's like,
all the comments are like, this clickbait.
Well, no, what I am titling this video, what I'm titling this episode is like the what's going on with the podcast. And I guess this is like a good time to get into it. It's not over. It's not anything. This is such a dramatic.
This sounds like a breakup.
I know this. Literally, I was just about to say this is so dramatic.
You guys didn't do anything wrong.
Yes, nothing. It's nothing. It's all. It's not
it's
you.
It's not you. It's me.
You're
like,
perfect.
Yeah. No, I really hate doing it like this. I feel like you lose so much of like what makes unhinged unhinged, baby. Like this feels
you, you lose the zhuzh.
The zhuzh. I thought you were doing cash and I was like, are we losing money too? I was like, we are losing money too. I mean, not that we get paid fucking at all for this shit. But yeah, I just, it doesn't feel, I don't know, I'm being like a, being a creative force. I love a good production value. Like, I love a good set. Like, I love a good end product. And like, this Zoom shit that we're still doing 3 years after a pandemic or whatever is like, I'm just so over it. Like, I want us to be in person. I want it, I want that good quality camera work by Justin Bretter. Like, woo! So I just, it's not very like motivating for me to want to do it. And I feel like I'm already vlogging a lot of like my life. So like to talk about it also feels, I just don't feel like I have anything going on right now, which is stupid because I'm renovating a whole house. But like, there's only so much that you can say about that. And also there's only so much that I can like think about it. Because I'm like, oh my God, another fucking day I'm not in my house, which again, I get the fucking privilege, but yeah, I just, oh my God, I'm just, I just like, I don't want to talk online more than I have to. I don't want to set up. I mean, like, oh my God, this setup makes me like break out into hives. I feel like I just like my desk is so, I mean, there's just shit everywhere. Like, I have a bunch of glasses. I have liquid IV. I have, like, a ski mask. Like, I just have a bunch of shit on this desk. And then now I have a ring light and, like, a desktop. I'm like, what are we doing here? And so it's just not very motivating. But I promise the podcast will not go anywhere without a final send-off, at least. But...
well, we're waiting till...
it might just be a little more inconsistent right now. But that doesn't mean... that it's over or anything. I think it's good also that we haven't really taken a solid break. Like, we've been going for almost a whole year now without really missing a week except like here and there.
Yeah, we really pumped them out.
We, oh my God, we pumped them. Yeah, maybe I'm like having podcast fatigue.
We worked through holidays too, where most podcasts do like a best of, and we were like, no, we're gonna do a New Year's and Christmas special. And
I see, that's what I'm talking about, of like that like quality level. It's like, I don't want to do a best of. A best of what?
Like, oh, there's a lot of things that could be.
No, I know, but like, I'm not gonna make people sit and watch the same episode that they've seen cut up into like. Yes. That feels like such a scam. Like, so like. I didn't think about it like that, but this is almost like our in between season one and two, except season one went on like.
This is our victory lap.
This is our like grave walk where we like all just came out on a full moon. We're like, oh, this again. No, but I want everyone to know it's not going anywhere. It might. Why did this just happen again? Okay, Slay. Every time I take off my hat, it's like, whoa. But yeah, no, this isn't going anywhere. It might be inconsistent for the next few weeks. But once I get into my house and I have like a semblance of a routine, that's another thing, is like, I just don't have any sort of, I just don't feel like I have a life right now, which is like dumb because I have such a great life, but I feel like I'm in that like purgatory of like just waiting in I like moved out of LA and now I'm waiting for like my life to begin. And so I don't know how to explain this, but
you're waiting for me and Justin to move into your new house.
Okay. You guys read
getting our bedrooms ready.
You guys are picking up what I'm putting down. Exactly.
Bunk beds.
Oh my God. The guest shower, guys, you're going to die over. It's so sexy.
I think I saw a sneak peek.
Wait, did I put it on my close friends?
Did it happen to have marble?
It did. Hold on. I'll send it to the group chat, right? I'll send it because I just went there today to look at.
What are the ones?
I had to hold back from being like, oh, my is it
the
one? Shower.
You know when there's the faucets coming from just the rain ceiling?
Yeah. The rain. That's rain. My bathroom. Sorry, that's not the guest bathroom. That's mine. But I just sent you guys pictures. The gray one is going to be your shower. I say like literally as if you're moving in. I'm like, this will be your shower.
Well, we're going to visit. But also it's like, yeah, maybe we'll be a little inconsistent, but once it's fall and the weather will be good in New York and LA and we'll just be seeing each other in person.
I want to do an unhinged like college tour.
Yeah, I do too. We all do.
Like that would be so fucking fun. Like Simple Life internship or whatever. Like, you know how Simple Life had different themes?
This is pretty.
Thank you. Right? I'm like the guest shower I love more than my own, I think. I'm like, fuck.
I like that you did marble, but also the like sort of more solid.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And the bidet is marble.
What bidet? You're so stupid, Justin. You're the way that I believe every word that comes out of your mouth still to this day is not right.
This looks like a painting.
Which one?
Like just with the beautiful tree in the window.
Oh, yeah. You better get ready to get your... Oh, no. It's going to be frosted glass, so your titties won't be out.
Oh, like tinted?
That's what some... People are like, so are your neighbors just going to see your guest shower? Like... Have we really hit a rock bottom in terms of an IQ? Of course they will. Like, guys, of course I'm going to fucking fog the window. Like, shut up.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm really, really excited. Oh my God, the guest bathroom I'm looking at right now, and I'm like, it's so much better than mine. I'm like kind of pissed. But yeah, so once I get into my house and I've also been toying with the idea of maybe we should shoot remotely, but I go to the New York studio.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know why I'm turning this into a logistics meeting. But yeah, no, why don't we take a break here and say a quick thank you to the sponsors of this episode. And then afterwards, we'll get into some voicemails. Alrighty, we're back. Sam, hit us.
Oh, can we actually I have to pee.
Oh, is yeah, go cool? Pee.
Real break.
Okay, I was like so
go stoked. Pee. Let's keep recording. Justin's going to take a pee break and Sam and I are going to shit talk Justin. Can he even hear me?
No, he can't hear you. Only I can hear.
Ooh, what should we talk about,
Justin? Oh, he's coming back. Go pee. Don't do anything else in there.
Go pee out of your micro penis, Justin. Anyways, Sam, how are you now that it's just us?
This reminds me of one time when you and me and Justin went to record your Man on the Street things and you were bullying him and I loved it so much.
Well, someone, like, you're not going to bully him back. So, like, I'm going to stand up for a little Sam.
I know. But then I also feel like he kind of likes getting bullied, so it's not as effective as...
Yeah, he loves that kind of, like, bashful playing.
Bashful playing.
We're all just so mentally ill. It's like in our own little ways.
I know, except for Booger.
Except for Booger.
I'm trying to look at her. Hi, Booger.
Look at her. Booger. Everybody's saying hi to you. And by everybody, I mean Sam, but she's everybody.
I walked a sweet pit bull the other day and it reminded me of Booger.
Oh.
Except for, I think Booger might be better on walks. Then I started to walk because we saw another dog and a one-eyed cat, like a motley crew, and the dog went a little crazy.
They were walking a one-eyed cat?
No, we walked by some characters.
Oh, I thought someone was walking a dog and a one-eyed cat, and I was like, now that is a picture I'd love to see. Now, before we get on with the rest of the episode, I want to thank one of the sponsors, which is Helix Sleep. As you guys know, we have worked together many times before. If you do not know, however, Helix Sleep is a premium mattress in a box company that takes all of your unique preferences that you need for a mattress, and it ships it right to your door. The Helix lineup includes 14 unique mattresses, including a collection of luxury models, a mattress for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. You might be wondering how they find the perfect mattress for you, and it is through the Helix Sleep Quiz, and it takes only 2 minutes. Now, when I took the Helix Sleep Quiz, I said that I wanted a queen bed for my guest room here in Delaware, and that I'm a side sleeper, I like a medium firmness, and I got paired up with the Midnight Lux, and it is just literally... And again, this personalized mattress was shipped right to my front door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home, and that's why they offer a 100-night risk-free trial for you to try out your new Helix mattress. And if you decide that it's not the best fit, they will literally give you a full refund and pick up the mattress for you. I genuinely notice how good of sleep I get when I'm on a Helix mattress. I was just staying at my friend's house who I got a Helix mattress for. Was it because I sleep over there sometimes? Yeah, for sure. But also, everybody deserves this kind of sleep. Plus, on top of all of that, Helix mattresses are American-made and come with a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on the model. And remember, you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. And if you don't love it, they will pick it up and give you a full refund. Now, if you want to try out Helix Sleep for yourself, be sure to go to helixsleep.com/unhinged to get up to $200 off your mattress order, plus 2 free pillows. And of course, there is free shipping within the U.S. Again, that is helixsleep.com/unhinged to get up to $200 off your mattress order, plus 2 free pillows and free shipping. So get on over to helixsleep.com/unhinged and be ready to get the best sleep of your life. Hold up, it doesn't end there. I want to thank another sponsor of this podcast episode, which is Dipsy. Are you feeling a little anxious or overwhelmed? These feelings can make it hard to shift gears and get in the mood. With Dipsy, you can focus just on what makes you feel good. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories designed by women for women. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and characters, no matter who you're into or what turns you on. Find stories about that intriguing coworker with a British accent or hooking up with your hot yoga teacher. That's Downward Doggy, baby. New content is released every week. So in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, you can always find something new to explore. Dipsy also has sleep stories, wellness sessions, and now they also offer written stories if the written word gets you a little... You know what I'm saying? Dipsy is your go-to place to spice up your me time, explore your fantasies, or just heat things up with a partner. That was things heating up. Now for listeners of Unhinged with Chris Clemens, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/unhinged. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/unhinged. If you want an encore of a climax, that's dipsystories.com/unhinged. Get your freak on, girl. The party doesn't stop here, guys, because I want to thank Dadgrass for also sponsoring this podcast episode of Unhinged with Chris Clemens. If you don't know, Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Now, before summer's over, chill out with Dadgrass, because it's too nice out to be couch locked. They'll mellow you out while keeping your head clear and ease away the stress of the day. Dadgrass CBD products are made with 100% organic hemp that's easy to dose, and the effects come on smooth. I talk about it every time I work with Dadgrass, but I love nothing more than smoking CBD during the workday because I get to have all of the stress from work be relieved, but without being balls high, you know? You know, I just still have like a clear head. They offer a variety of products from their token smokable pre-rolled joints, as well as hemp flower and a variety of CBD tincture drops. Now, of course, all Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. So whether you're looking for a new buzz or a chill way to enjoy an old favorite, Dadgrass will leave you in a euphoric mood. And right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/unhinged. You can go to dadgrass.com/unhinged to check out all of their products. And again, get 20% off your first order at dadgrass.com/unhinged. Let's get back to the episode, baby.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel app. Did you know the app can help you forecast more than just the weather? With allergy tracking and flu risk mapping, so you know when to stay inside and load up on podcast, as well as air quality and UV indexing, so you know when to get outside, load up on sunscreen and podcast. Forecast more of what you love with the Weather Channel app.
Alrighty, we are back. Justin's done peeing, and
she uses the reusable toilet paper.
What even is that? That's not true.
What does that even mean? Wait, hold on. Before we get to voicemails,
I don't know. Wait, should I be? I don't want to act offended, because if that's a thing, then
no, it's not. It's
you're saving the world one wipe at a time.
I'm not doing that though.
Okay, yeah, maybe I don't want to get into this, but before we get into the voicemails, you guys can call in to...
Hey, Chris. Oh. My name is JC. I'm from St. Augustine, Florida.
Hi, JC from Florida.
My Chris report is that me and my dad always argue about whether or not you should use customer service workers' names whenever speaking to them. In his opinion, it makes him more, like, personable and makes them feel, like, more connected. In my opinion, it's really fucking creepy, and we have this talk all of the time. So I just want you to settle the argument for us. All right, bye.
All right, bye, JC from Florida. I am sorry, but I don't think I'm on your side, mostly because I've noticed recently, and I've also been making an effort more recently to, like, say people's names when I'm, like, interacting with them. So I was just in New York this past weekend, and I was staying at a hotel, and the guy's name was Roger. And so on the phone, he was like, "This is Roger. How may I help you?" I'm like, "Hi, I'm Chris. I'm staying at the hotel," like, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end of the phone call, I was like, "Thank you so much, Roger. Have a great day." And I think that's a really nice one. It's like also me trying to, like, remember people's names. If I say it, I feel like you remember it better. But also, I got to the hotel and I was like, "Hi, Roger, how are—" I just think it is really, I mean, maybe it is fucking creepy. I've never even thought about it like that. But I think of it as a really nice, I think it's nice. Like, what is that weird, guys?
No, okay, I think I agree with,
oh my God, I'm like, wait, I'm like the judge and you guys are like the jury. I love this. We need to get oh wait, no. What am I thinking? Oh, I'm thinking of a chorus. Never mind.
A chorus.
But I think on the phone, like, I recently had a call too with a store, and they're like, "This is Angie," or whatever. I'm like, "Hi, Angie. Like, can you help me with da da da?" But I think it is weird. I feel like I don't know if the caller gave us examples, or I don't remember if she said what her dad does. But I almost feel like at restaurants sometimes it could be creepy if you just. Not creepy, but just like, it's just like
extra
a little much.
I think it's nice until you ask for their name. They're like, "Oh, okay, cool." Like, and then what was your name? Like, if you had like bad service or something, or if you're like, cause then you're like trying to get them in trouble. It's like, "Oh, okay, cool. Thank you." Like, and your name was.
No, I would never at the end of the call be like, "Wait, what was your name?" Like, at that point, it's like, get the fuck off the phone and, like, move on with your life. Like, I was in Lowe's today, and I was, like, standing in the keys aisle because I needed to get keys cut. And I was standing there for, like, 45 minutes because nobody, like, I had three different Lowe's people be like, all right, I'm paging someone who knows how to use the machine because, the do-it-yourself machine was broken. And so I was there for, like, 45 minutes, and this one guy, Josh, shout out Josh, he was, like, getting so mad that no one was, like, helping me. And I was like, thank you so much, Josh. Like, I appreciate it. And, like, to me, I feel like it adds, like, a level of, like, I see you as, like, a person and not just, like...
humanity.
Yeah, it just, like, to me, it feels very human to, be, like, want to call someone by their name. Like, I don't think that's creepy, but, like, maybe I'm creepy?
I think it's only, like, cringe or creepy when it... I feel like it's a part of her dad's personality, is that, like, everywhere they go, in my head, that's how I thought of it, is... he's got to know the name of everyone helping him at every restaurant.
Well, I don't need to know the name. Like, if someone says it, I'll be like, I try and remember it because they made a point of telling me their name.
Like Josh.
I don't know where this one stands. I'm going to say my initial thing is no, it's not creepy. I think it's like, if you go out of your way to like, I guess I just talked about how I went out of my way to remember people's names. So...
Chris loves Josh.
Not even really. Like, I already forgot about him until the story. But I appreciate him. But yeah, I guess I don't find it creepy. I think it's like human to like, if someone's like, hi, this is Nancy. How may I help you? It's like, hi, Nancy. Like, thank you so much, Nancy. Have a good day, Nancy. Yeah. See, saying that doing repeating the name overboard is creepy.
And Nancy, you know, I really am.
Yeah, do you want people to be like, hi, this is Geico, or do you want to be like, hi, this is Stuart with Geico?
Yeah, and then if every sentence has Stuart's name in it, then it's like, okay, that's creepy. But, like, if you're like, wait, Stuart, sorry, really quick, like, I don't think that's weird.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you use it more than three times in a phone call, it's weird.
There's a stipulation.
It's the Beetlejuice rule.
There's a stipulation.
Oh! Did you see that Beetlejuice? There's a question of Beetlejuice.
Whoa, no, but that's
okay. That'll
crazy.
Be the next voice. No, I'm gonna
wait.
Play
I don't even know what Beetlejuice is.
Okay, well, god damn it.
You've never seen the movie Beetlejuice?
Wait, let me play the voice.
No, guys, why is that surprising? I haven't seen the fucking Hangover. I haven't seen.
You know the concept of like you look in a mirror and you say Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary,
and yeah, and she's supposed to appear behind you or same something. Shit. Yeah, no, I mean I know that level. I just haven't seen the movie, guys.
Yeah.
Before we get into the next call. If you guys want to call into Unhinged with Chris Clemens, be sure to call 310-844-6459. Is that right? I haven't said that phone number in fucking forever. 310-844-6459. Leave us your either just advice if you need it or any debates you need solved. I really feel like that's my purpose. That's really depressing. But like, I enjoy solving people's problems. So if there's a debate... more stupid, the better. Bring it here. 310-844-6459. Amen. Next caller.
Hello, Chris. I wanted to call in because I have a case for you. So my husband always gives me a hard time because I've never seen the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. But then I found out that he has never seen the movie Beetlejuice. So... which movie do you think is more iconic, Beetlejuice or Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Let me know. I think it's Beetlejuice. Thank you. Give Booger kisses for me. Love you. Bye.
That one's from this list of caller.
Tell me you've never seen.
I've not seen both movies. Yeah. So.
Oh, that's all. Then you're actually in an advantageous position.
Yeah.
It's
no.
Like,
so
which
I
one
really. I think. fuck. But that's like comparing apples and oranges. Like that's comparing like the band Kiss to like the Beatles. Like
no.
He's a Beatles fan.
Or shut up. You know what I fucking mean. Like that's like comparing One Direction to the Beatles.
No. No.
Okay, I don't think I know what I'm ever talking about.
Stop saying the Beatles. Just say like, or like, look, just do like, you know, Green Day or like.
That's like comparing Green Day and One Direction.
But how,
there we go.
But how do you even, sure. How are you even like, calculating what the apples and oranges are if you haven't seen either movie.
Because Beetlejuice seems a lot more scary and Ferris Bueller is more of like a white people movie, I feel.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Like, that's, I mean, like the vibe I get. Like, I've seen the Ferris Bueller Days Off, Ferris Bueller's Day Off remake with Cameron Dallas.
There's a remake? Oh.
Yeah, which is like the worst thing I could have admit following that I haven't seen either of those two iconic movies. But like one of like Ferris Bueller's Day Off feels like Don't Stop Believin'. And then like Beetlejuice feels like I don't even fucking know. But like
I get what you're saying about it being like a more wholesome family movie versus Beetlejuice is like a horror comedy.
More of like an is Beetlejuice a comedy?
Yeah.
I feel like they're both I haven't seen 90s movies.
Oh, I thought it was a horror movie.
Sam, you've seen both.
So, Sam, which one would you say is more iconic?
More iconic.
Dude.
What?
Well, proceed.
What were you going to say?
Just like, guys, this
they're
is just...
They're both iconic.
Yeah, that's so that's what...
To settle the debate, my personal opinion, I think Ferris Bueller's Day Off is a more iconic movie. I think it gets referenced in pop culture.
It's more often like palatable than Beetlejuice, so more people have like seen it and love it.
Yeah.
But Beetlejuice is also really popular. They're both 90s movies, right?
They're both like cult classics, I feel.
Is hers is that 90s?
I think they are maybe.
I also just realized that I'm feeling the vodka that I'm drinking.
Maybe
so
it's
80s.
It's 80s. Oh,
is that
shit.
Vodka straight?
Yeah, Justin, I poured a full fucking glass of vodka. No, it's...
Is that what you said or no?
No, it's... If I'm drinking water and calling it vodka, shoot me now.
Oh, it's 1986.
Yeah,
Ferris Bueller's 1986.
It's 2022.
You're thinking of the...
No, Sam, it was just a joke.
Wait, are you drinking vodka water?
No.
Like a vodka in water, soda water? What are you drinking?
Can you let me answer? Can you let me answer what I'm drinking?
Can you let him live his life?
Yeah, let me live my life. It is vodka. It is vodka, and then it's seltzer water.
Okay.
And then with ice, but the ice melted.
Yeah.
I honestly have the best drink recipe. You take, I don't know how to measure it because it's this big cup that your fucking cats keep breaking.
They broke it. They broke the other one.
I could skin them, and I'll do it again. Like your cats, like I love and I hate so much. Ugh. So you fill up like a lot of vodka, but you have to be able to pour the whole seltzer can in. I get the tropical cherry Good and Gather from Target.
You should get a soda. She's got a soda stream.
Oh, put the vodka in the soda stream.
It's amazing.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I in college really quickly. I had a Brita filter, right?
Did you filter your alcohol through it?
So we bought the cheapest like plastic bottle handle and just ran it through. So it worked.
Ran it through a filter.
But
yeah, because it takes the edge off.
Yeah, but it ruined the Brita filter forever. So all of the water we would ever make in there again was just all fucking faint vodka.
Wait, what was the purpose of putting it through the filter?
Because you know
it's like a filtration. It makes it smoother.
You know how it's like triple distilled?
Now it's Brita distilled, bitch.
Brita distilled.
But yeah, if you put I don't have lemon juice, but if you put a little lemon juice in with the tropical cherry seltzer and a ton of vodka, you don't even taste it. And it tastes like a cherry lemonade. It's amazing. And it's like no calories. Not that it's about that, but like I hate drinking. I hate consuming a lot of calories through drinking because it's like, I'd rather have like a full meal than like, it's not as satisfying.
I'm writing this down. So the Good and Gather.
I'm writing this down, Sam. I'll just like text this to you.
Good and Gather. That's the Target brand.
Yeah. It's the Good and Gather tropical cherry seltzer. If you like cherry, obviously if you don't, then don't get this. But I was just at Wegmans and you guys don't have Wegmans out on the West
Ralph's.
Coast. That is so sad. You guys, when you come here, you are going to literally come here. Like, Wegmans is... I live for it. But I just got a cherry pomegranate seltzer, and that's pretty good with lemon juice. You do a little splash of lemon, and that kills a lot of the vodka sting. Yeah, the way that I am like Martha Stewart, but like for the dollar store is insane. I'm like, I have a good drink recipe, and it's so janky.
Remember that 19 Crimes Snoop Dogg wine we had on that long ago.
Oh no!
So they put out a Martha Stewart one.
I saw that. We'll have to save when we all get back together. The first episode we should do is a celebrity drinking celebrity alcohol part 3.
Sick.
Like to celebrate, or like ranking champagne to celebrate that we're together.
Ooh, I like ranking champagne.
That could be cute. Oh my god, guys, I miss you so much. I really do. I miss you guys so much.
The feeling is mutual.
The feeling is mutual. He says deadpan.
Well, no, it was sad. Like, even our, because Chris and I were texting about like logistical things, but it was just like, I just want to hang out.
I know. I'm like, I don't want to text. Yes, literally. Anyways, so to answer that caller's question, I have no idea.
Vodka and cherry limeade is the answer to.
Exactly. I think the most iconic film is, it's Jake. Oh my God, I'm going to put him on speakerphone. Jake, you're on speakerphone on the podcast.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Jake.
I love you all.
Oh my gosh. I was just calling to see if you were going to be on today's episode, but the answer was pretty clear.
I miss you guys. I love you guys. I cannot wait to be on next week.
I know, Sam, we were just talking about how we miss each other so much. So it's like you were here the whole time, honestly.
I will send a picture. Much love, and I will talk with you all next week.
Much love. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye. Wow, what? I feel like, honestly, now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, I feel like this cyber recording has really been putting me unhinged in Unhinged with Chris Clemens. Like, this is like having ADHD on, like, times 10. I'm like, oh, it's Jake. Did I hang up? Oh, yeah, I did. Okay.
What was that?
Jake's, like, still listening to this, and he's like, what? Yeah, let's just go to the next caller. Sorry, I didn't actually help out with that one. I've just never seen. All right, I'm just going to make a decision and deal with the consequences.
Oh,
not the queen. Hey, Chris, this is
sorry.
All right, official ruling.
The official ruling, I'm going to say Ferris Bueller's Day Off because I'm Caucasian. So there we go.
Long time fan.
No, run it back.
No, I got it.
Blah, 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 blah. Anywho. So me and my friend are having this debate. It's been like a whole week. Okay. So don't know how this topic came up, but I'm from Kentucky. Anywho. Yeah, so she's like she don't wash her legs in the shower because she thinks like the soap just falls down and it cleans your legs. And I'm just like, how many people are out here not washing their legs in the shower because they think the soap falls down and cleans legs for them? This is so dumb, but please.
No, this.
Please end this debate. We both watch you. Thank you. Love you.
Thank you. Bye. Love you. Hi, Kentucky. I go back and forth on this because I think for a lot of my life, I didn't ever wash my legs. And it's because I definitely had that logic of like, oh, well, I mean, it's there. They get all of it.
The trickle-down effect.
Yeah, the trickle-down economics, if that's what I know of anything about that concept. But, yeah, I do... Well, okay, so now that I'm, like, 28, it's a lot harder for me to bend over to wash my legs. So some days, they don't get washed. But, like, if I'm in New York and I'm wearing shorts, I know, like, wash your fucking legs. But I don't think it's necessarily... the biggest crime. I think we should focus on people who don't wash their asses. Like, I don't, no offense. I think that is the main crusade that we should be focused on. Legs, yes, of course. We should wash all of ourselves. Legs, I think, are mostly fine. You know, that's just me. I don't even remember what the question was.
Do you wash your legs?
I think that, yeah, but I just realized, did she even have a debate? Was it like, should you wash your legs or was it?
Yeah. Or is it like, do people not wash their legs? Cause like, I don't know a lot of people. Like, I guess I do, but like, I don't ask them if they wash their fucking legs. Hey, I'm Chris. Nice to meet you. Do you wash your legs?
Or it
you
seems
could ask
like
if you're a man on the street. That should be your next question.
You're so right.
It's like, do you take offense to people who are like, I don't wash my legs at all. Just like the soap just falls down and cleans it. Good as new.
No, I don't take offense to that. So I guess, yeah, that's a great way of like,
I think the real one is like feet. Like, do you bend over and wash your feet?
I don't, and I should.
I feel like that one benefits the most from the trickle down economics.
That's how I feel, is like, aren't your feet just like soaking up and all the dirt's washing off?
Every shower, if you take showers, every shower that you take, your feet are taking a bath.
Period. I love that, especially if their drain is clogged and then they're really taking a bath.
Ew.
I hate that. I literally hate that. Like, it's, why is this like,
do you use a washcloth?
Yeah. Oh my God. Every day I take, okay, so this is crazy, but every shower I have a fresh washcloth for.
Sure.
I think when people are like, you don't need that, you can use the same one. That is psychotic behavior to me. First of all, a wet cloth is just like staying wet in a shower after you've scrubbed all of the, so like I start with my face and then it's like I do like my arms and stuff, and then I save my armpits and my ass crack and like ball sack area till the end. I do armpits and then ass crack and balls, because like deodorant, it's like I don't want to rub that all over my skin and my face and stuff. And then it's like when you put that down, it just stays dirt. Like, ew, don't reuse that. Anyways, that's my passion project, apparently. So no, I guess I'm not offended by people who don't wash their legs, is the answer.
Okay, speaking of washing your legs, I have a related wash voicemail.
Hey, Chris, so I have a really stupid fucking question for Chris's court.
There is no such thing as a stupid fucking question for Chris's court.
Basically, I saw it on TikTok, and I just, as soon as I saw it, I was like, I wonder what Chris would say. And basically, the question is, if you had the opportunity to wash your brain, would you use warm water or cold water? All of the comments were like divided. Some were saying warm, others were saying cold, and I personally would use cold water. But yeah, like I really want to know what you would use if you had the opportunity to literally wash your brain.
Huh. Huh. Okay. Shouldn't have had vodka, should have had other substances. I would say I would use cold water, because I feel like hot water is like rarely, or like heat often like destroys or wears things down. And so like when you can be like cryogenically frozen. And so like, I think if that preserves, like, oh my God, yeah, cold water, duh. But then would I get a brain freeze? Like, how does this work? Well, I guess this is like a fully theoretical situation, but I would say cold. What would you guys do?
I thought cold.
I feel Justin? Like your brain piping hot.
He wants his brain to be destroyed. He wants a fresh
honestly,
start.
Honestly, though,
I'm working on it.
Ooh, what are you drinking?
A 2022 Miller Lite.
2022. What does that mean?
Vintage.
I was just. I literally was like, should we have been like really like emphasizing what year our beers were from? I've never heard anyone say that before. Do we have any more calls, or are we done anyways?
I think those are the good ones.
Thank you guys so much for sticking with us and always being so supportive. The amount of people I've met in New York City doing street interviews who are like bring up Unhinged and how much they love it is like really, that is motivational for me to make more of these. So thank you guys for sticking with us and all of that. I hope this gives you a little more clarity on the future of this podcast. But oh my God, why? I just realized that the sun has set during all of this. My room just officially looks dark now. So it is officially time to go. Thank you guys. Be sure to rate and review. And if you haven't yet, subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, wherever you get your podcast. And if you like video episodes, go to youtube.com/Chris. Thank you, Sam and Justin. I loved hanging out with you for an hour. Oh, what's the one?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I was like, 1 minute? You have something to say? Like,
we're getting heat stroke.
Yeah, cheers. I love you guys. Boop. Oh my God, that's... I love you guys. Cheers.
Bye. Cheers.
Bye.